Well, meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence is ratcheting up White House rhetoric against China. Pence used a speech at the Hudson Institute today to accuse Beijing of meddling in American democracy.
China has initiated an unprecedented effort to influence American public opinion, the 2018 elections, and the environment leading into the 2020 presidential elections. To put it bluntly, President Trump's leadership is working. And China wants a different American president.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley joins us now. And Scott, this speech by Pence follows the accusations the president made at the UN Security Council when he accused China of interfering in the midterms. Now Pence today, same accusation, and also tough on China for its record on human rights. When it comes to the interference in the election, what proof did he give?
Well, he didn't offer a whole lot of specifics. He said some of what they're talking about is based on intelligence findings. But he accused China of using covert actors, front groups, and propaganda to try to sway both the midterm elections and the 2020 presidential contest against this president and his agenda. The specifics he cited were not really covert. They were certainly overt. He was talking about, for example, the tariffs that China has imposed on American exports in retaliation for U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. He said those are largely aimed at rural areas, parts of the country where President Trump did well. That's certainly true. But you could say the same thing about, say, the tariffs that the European Union has imposed on the United States or Canada. And I don't think anyone's accused them of necessarily monkeying in the U.S. political process. What China is certainly doing there overtly is trying to put the squeeze on people who might have some political leverage with this president.
Well, today the vice president referenced ad inserts in the Des Moines Register, calling this an example of China's efforts to undermine the president. We've been getting supplements from China in local papers here for a while, for, you know, a few years now. I don't think they're recently, but prior to that, you know.
There's a regular insert in the Washington papers
right.
as well. This was interesting that they used the Des Moines Register. That is the home state paper of Terry Branstad, the U.S. ambassador to China and the former governor of Iowa. And, of course, Iowa is a major producer of pork and soybeans, two commodities that have been aggressively targeted by China in its trade battles with the United States.
Yeah. So, you know, perhaps they're not aware of that, but was Pence actually saying that this was evidence of what?
He was suggesting that this amounts to election meddling or propaganda. Again, this is the kind of thing that foreign governments do not unusually in the United States.
Right.
Other countries have done it. Russia does it. I think it's a little different than what we think of as a little bit the more subtle election interference that, for example, Russia has been accused of. Again, Pence alluded to more covert actions, more hidden hand actions. Mm-hmm. He didn't spell out what those might be. This whole conversation about election interference by China was part of a broader indictment of what Pence described as China's growing power and assertiveness, both economically and militarily, around the world.
Well, but you mentioned Russia, and as you know, some eyebrows have been raised about the White House being so vocal about China without the kind of definitive proof of, let's say, hacking, which several government agencies have of what Russia did. And the White House has not been at all vocal about Russia where there is that proof. And some have said that this is a way to sort of set up before the midterms why, if the Trump administration doesn't do well or you know, Republicans don't do well, it will be because of the Chinese.
Doing, in other words, what the president has accused Democrats of doing after the 2016 election. I will say that the vice president did cite one instance of a hacking attack, a computer attack, on the Hudson Institute itself, the host of his speech today after that institute invited a speaker that China was not in favor of. So there was some discussion here of cyber attacks.
Yeah. Look, towards the end of his speech, very briefly, the vice president reached out to China. Do you think Beijing, how will Beijing react, very briefly?
I think Beijing is concerned about the aggressive posture that this administration has taken towards China, whether we're talking about militarily, whether we're talking about the trade posture. And I think the sort of rhetorical open hand that Pence extended will be overshadowed by the much more aggressive tone of the most of his speech.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.